The U.S. military has disclosed that it's creating 13 teams of covert hackers to carry out cyber attacks against other countries. The chief of the U.S. National Security Agency says the teams are offensive in nature and will defend the country against attacks in cyberspace. General Keith Alexander also warned that cyber attacks on companies, particularly on banks, are getting worse. This is the first time that the U.S. has publicly acknowledged that it's developing such cyber warfare units. U.S. intelligence officials are now considering attacks as the top security American banks have been recently targeted by hackers. They've warned their investors that the destructive assaults could continue. And for more on that, international lawyer Mr. Franklin Lam joins us now via satellite. Mr. Lam, welcome to the program. How do you perceive this quote-unquote special division of hackers, and do you see the U.S. having clarity in disclosing their objectives?
Yes. Well, I know that as of this afternoon even, a lot of members of Congress and a lot of the American public are questioning this whole thing, wondering if it's not some sort of psych-op operation aimed at the American taxpayer to shake them up, get them a little frightened. So with the budget struggle and the sequester that's going on, that the NSA does not get touched with their budget, and the idea that they've already got teams out there, and if we cut them off, this will be a terrible threat. You know, there's been concern over China. No question, they're good at it. But I think we need a little more time to see what the country thinks about this, and if it's going to they're going to sell it to the Congress, because not only does it cost a lot of money, I'm not sure that the public is convinced that A, the teams would be effective, and B, that it's an immediate threat. But I see it as a power play in the Obama administration, that Keith Alexander is a very aggressive guy. He just set up this unit, part of the National Security Agency, and he wants to fund it. So we'll have to wait to see. But I'm not sure it may end up being taken all that seriously.
All right, thank you very much, international lawyer Mr. Franklin Lam, joining us from Beirut.